That was Westlife just bringing us back through from the news there. So, continuing with our phone-in today and the theme of the phone-in, as usual, we try and tackle the current big issues that are hitting the news at the moment. And today's news, of course, which is leading all of our headlines, is the announcement by the BBC that they are banning anybody from broadcasting or appearing on their screens over the age of 27. So we're asking today, older people, do we need them? And we're starting with a regular caller to the programme, Patrick. Hi, Patrick. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, for me, you know, it's really, really simple. I mean, I don't want to turn my telly on and see an old woman. You know, I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I don't really see the point of them. I mean, you know, they're there. There is absolutely a point to older women because, you know, well, we need people to make our dinner, we need people to do our washing, we need people to do our shopping, we need people to tidy our rooms. But at the end of the day, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean we want to see them, you know, in a bikini or a thong or anything like that. I mean, you take something like Love Island. Love Island's got loads of older women in it. I mean, some of them are, what, 25, 26? So, you know, I'm just speaking as I find. And what I find is that men in this country, even though we should have left, Brexit should have happened in March, which still hasn't, has it? You know, even that, again, the voice of the working man like myself, it's just not being heard. And that's all I'm trying to say. You know, because of feminism and because of women, I think the few we have on our TV and radio, the better.
So we're now joined by Head of Emerging Talent over at the BBC, Tiggy Hyphen Hyphen. Tiggy, we're quite interested to know kind of where we are on all of this with your new announcement today. What are your thoughts and what was leading on this decision?
Well, obviously, you know, I came straight into the organisation directly from my Skeela Gap year. I worked my way up because I began as head of the department and now I'm the director, which was a long and lengthy process of my career trajectory of about 2.5 weeks. But I think the point that we're making is that ultimately we do need to see a more representative and diverse society. And so what we felt was that we maintain and hang on to our hugely popular demographic of men over the age of 55 and through to about 78, 79, and to ensure a gender balance, what we are aiming to do as an organisation is to fully represent women with total gender balance by ensuring that we have 50% of all of our broadcasting and on-screen talent represented by women between the ages of 18 and 26, because that way we feel that all our communities and our huge audiences are fully and completely represented.
That's great. Thank you so much to Tiggy. And we're going to ease ourselves back now here with a little bit of Frank.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak.